He's gonna do the sad part right up top, huh?
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I
have you ever cried when you heard this song?
We've come a long way.
I don't know, maybe. I'm not gonna lie, it's possible.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I mean, Paul Walker. We were of similar age. And he was dating. Why do you immediately go to who he was dating to validate or invalidate his death? He's dead.
He was dating somebody much younger, which I always thought pops to him.
Kindred spirit for you, huh?
A little bit.
Well, to me, he was always Lance Harbor. But not now. Not now. Now that I'm rolling through the Fast and Furious series, which I didn't, as I told you yesterday, I didn't watch these movies when they came out. I don't know why. I just was like, I don't know. And I don't really, frankly, don't really watch that many movies. I don't go to the movies that often.
You're missing out, man.
I guess I just opt for the series. You
okay.
know? But I don't.
It's tough to do both.
Yeah. But I had seen 1, 2, and 5. And we reviewed 6 on Tuesday. I got 7 for you today. We do 8 tomorrow.
Yes.
And then I'll go see Fast 9 Friday night. So the 7th installment in this franchise, the budget is estimated to be between $190 and $250 million.
That's a big-time blockbuster.
Well, its box office draw was $1.5 billion worldwide. It made $400 million worldwide on opening weekend, which at the time was the highest grossing weekend ever. It was the 4th highest grossing film of all time at the time of its release in 2015. And here's the thing. The plot, pretty much the same as the last one.
Yeah.
Here's what you need, right? You need the team, the crew, the family to be out of the game. They don't want to do this anymore. They've done their one last job. But the situation is dire. And the situation typically revolves around, we got to keep this out of the wrong people's hands. Whether it's devices for a bomb, or it's something hacker-related, which
yeah.
is what they do in this one. They
Very
have a,
trendy.
Yeah, they have a piece of technology that would basically allow you to have facial recognition and GPS tracking on any person in the world at any time. God's eye.
Right.
So, again, the whole thing is, this guy is trying to get this, and if he gets it, it could get into the wrong hands. A lot of worry about the wrong hands in these movies. So here comes Toretto, right? And in this case, in the last movie, you had Shaw, who was played by a nondescript English actor that I'd never heard of before.
Jason Statham?
Last movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So in 6, they have Shaw. He's an English badass, but at the end of the movie, it appears that he's either dead or incapacitated. So the next installment, 7, opens with actor in what appears to be a coma.
Yeah.
But he's not dead. Now, see, what I think happened here is they knew that they needed to keep, as Mike Soroy would say, upping their F. And they knew this guy who played Shaw in the last one, he's not famous enough to be Shaw in the next one. We need Jason Statham. We need another musclehead in here.
And we'll just make him his brother.
We're just going to make him his brother.
Yeah, it makes it so. And he's angry.
Yeah, because
he's in a coma.
Right. You went after my brother. He's in this coma. That's the only time you see the brother from the last movie in the whole film. He's in a hospital bed at the beginning, and Jason Statham's like, you know, I tried to tell you, brother, be careful, but you were always out there sticking your neck out a little too far.
I'm done transporting.
I guess I gotta save your ass again. And then he's out for blood, right? He's got grenades. He's blowing stuff up. Tries to kill The Rock. Puts The Rock in a hospital bed. Rock's actually not in this movie all that much.
Pretty badass fight.
Pretty much like the first half and the back half, or the first 30 minutes and the last 30 minutes when The Rock really comes out, does his thing.
And is that because he didn't want to lose a fight?
I know in Hobbs and Shaw.
It had to be.
Hobbs and Shaw was when, I think, I could be wrong about this, but one of the movies in this franchise, their agents actually had negotiations with the studio about, they didn't want their client to be getting
Right,
the
yeah.
short end of the stick on
I remember
fights.
Reading that, yeah.
So, you know, you got to give everybody back. And let's just talk about the glaring plot holes that you will just completely ignore, right? So Dom's going to go back. Well, of course, if Dom's going back, O'Connor's going to go with him.
Yeah.
You know why? Because this movie, it's not about cars. It's not about the guy with the best stats. It's not about Nas. It's not about muscles or karate. Blake, you're up. What's this movie about?
Racing.
Nope. Matt?
Family.
Family.
Thank you.
It's about family.
Family.
But somehow, even though this movie is about family, O'Connor and Mia have a son, right? Mia finds out after their house gets blown up by Newshaw, because this guy's a wild guy.
Why not, man?
Wild boy. She finds out she's pregnant with Brian O'Connor / Paul Walker's second child. Not only does she not tell him that she's pregnant with the second child, this movie is so much about family that after her house gets blown up with her son sitting in the minivan out front, when Toretto needs to go, Brian's wife is like, "You need to go. I don't want him out there alone. I don't want my brother out there alone." If this movie was about family, wouldn't she have said to O'Connor, "You know what? Our house just got blown up. We have a son. We have another one on the way. It'd probably be good for the whole family thing if you just stayed back here." I also think it's hilarious that to really hammer home to you that that Brian O'Connor is out of the game.
Interesting.
The guy's got millions of dollars, right?
Like, yeah.
$10 million.
Sure.
From the last heist. But to really let you know that he's in suburban life now, they have him drive a minivan to drop the kid off for school.
You can't go to kindergarten in a 10-second car.
Yeah, but couldn't he get like a SUV?
A Tahoe, maybe?
Something?
Something?
They put him in a sliding door minivan just to let you know that his life sucks.
He's
now.
Dad now.
Right? It's like, we get it, but you could have just given him like a decent mid-sized SUV. So yeah, Brian's wife is just like, just go. It's family, right?
You got to take care of her brother.
At some point, I'm going to put together this montage too, because I have two montages for you today, and this isn't one of them. Big, big fan in these movies of... We need to break down who this bad guy is. So usually, in this case, it's like Toretto walks in, and The Rock is either in a hospital bed, in this case, or he's in their command center last time. They throw down the file, they press a button, the face pops up on the screen, and they're like, SAS, best in the world. You know, British Marines tried to take him out 4 years ago, couldn't do it. Like, it's always the best. They're always the best.
Yeah.
It's always the
7-degree jiu-jitsu black belt.
He's the best. He's just the best. And that's why I need you. You know why? Because you guys.
Explosive expert and hand-to-hand combat.
You're the best. He was in the mobility unit. And then Ludacris somehow knows what the mobility unit is. Yo, that mobility unit is the truth.
Watch like, out.
How do you know about what the. Anyways.
It's their expertise.
Yeah. I would say the highlight action-wise for this one probably is when they. I think.
There's a couple for me.
Okay, so...
See, and you can't forget that they introduced... I mean, there are some power players that showed up in this one, man.
I'm like, hey, is that Ronda Rousey?
Yes.
That's cool.
At the peak of what she was.
Right.
And then Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, here comes Kurt Russell.
Who, in that scene where you find out that dude, when him and Shaw are going to play chicken, and then, of course, they smash into each other, and Dom gets out and is like... What was it? I forget the exact quote, but because the other dude had put like a steel plate in his engine block or something.
Yeah. You reinforced your chassis.
And he's like, how are you guys not dead?
Yeah.
And they just get out of the car so fight. They can fight.
Yeah. So at one point, they need to drop into a country, right? This is before they go to Dubai, I think it is.
Which was badass.
So they need to drop into this country, but they need their cars, you know, because they got to have the cars to do their job. So what do?
I mean...
It seems that you get a C-130 military cargo plane and put parachutes on each one of your cars and simply drive out of a cargo plane.
Makes sense.
With a parachute on it and just hit the ground running.
It's kind of the awesomest stunt ever, even if it's CGI. I don't care.
Cry laughing as they are backing their cars out of a cargo plane.
And Tyrese is like refusing to go.
Oh, that came in handy, though. He was able to check in later. So there's that. Then there's when they do get to Dubai, and now they're driving cars out of those towers in Dubai from the top tower into another tower so they can get the microchip. There's always a microchip, right? It's like, oh, geez, it's all on a thumb drive.
But you got to go through Ronda Rousey, who's wearing like this high-slit karate dress.
Yeah.
And somehow Michelle Rodriguez knows exactly how to karate UFC world champion Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so it's Abu Dhabi. Yeah, that's where they are. But that was, just A1 action. So I have two montages for you here. The first one is similar to the one we did yesterday, or 2 days ago, which is, as I watch these movies, I am marking and pulling every single time the word family is used, because that's what these movies are about.
So awesome.
They're about family. So I present to you the mentions of family in Fast and the Furious 7.
That's why Dom needs you. You two need to find this guy, and you need to stop him before he does any more damage to our family.
You never should have messed with a man's family.
I told your brother the same thing.
More importantly, you and your family don't go to any more funerals.
Can you ride?
Yeah, of course I can. Han was my family, too.
Everyone's looking for the thrill, but what's real is family.
Yep.
Your family. Hold on to that, Brian.
You ever heard the saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
I don't have friends. I got family.
Yeah!
I don't have friends.
I don't have friends. I got family.
I got family. Those are the two best in the whole nine things, maybe.
Yeah.
God.
So I didn't know that they don't actually kill Paul Walker, Brian O'Connor in the movies. I thought that he died in the movies because they were definitely setting you up for that. Like they had, and I know they did some stuff with his brother in this one and some stuff with CGI.
Yeah, they're like stand-ins, and then they CGI'd his face on his brother's head or something.
But they have O'Connor call his wife, and he's giving a speech to her from across the world. Maybe they're at home at this point, but he's calling her while he's on the job, and he's like, look, you know, I love you. And she's like, that sounds like goodbye, blah, blah, blah. I thought they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
Because I know he's dead at the time that this movie comes out. And they were setting it up for him to have a dramatic death. But that's not what happens. Instead, the near dramatic death is after Dom defeats Shaw and Hobbs, The Rock, is able to take Shaw in. His car falls out of a building. He's destroyed. You know? He's really, really, he's having a tough time. So O'Connor is doing CPR while Letty, Dom's wife, tries to, he's doing the breathing. O'Connor's doing the chest compressions. Doesn't work. What does work, however, for this man who just fell 15 stories in a car is not the CPR, but it's a pep talk from his wife. His wife sits there and starts telling him that she actually doesn't have amnesia anymore. And she remembers their wedding because...
That's good news.
You know, last movie she had amnesia. Right. This movie, she remembers it all. And that revives him. That alone revives Dominic Toretto, just that pep talk. The reason I didn't play the family montage to close this is because I have an even better montage for you. Because I think by Fast 7... they stopped giving the best one-liner action lines to Vin Diesel and started giving them to The Rock. So this is my favorite Hobbs / The Rock lines from Fast and Furious 7.
Target didn't even run.
Ah, it's okay. Gives me a chance to hit the iron. You sure as hell ain't the IT guy, so you better start talking before I break that finger 6 different ways and stick it right where the sun doesn't shine. You just earned yourself a dance with the devil boy. Which is why when I get out, I'm gonna put a hurt on him so bad he's gonna wish his mama had kept her legs closed. You find that sumbitch.
Oh, by the way, we got a sumbitch. There was only one in this. And by the way, people pointed out, like, The Rock said some bitch when he was a wrestler. I'm like, but isn't he playing a different character now?
You just earned yourself a dance with the devil boy. Which is why when I get out, I'm going to put a hurt on him so bad he's going to wish his mama had kept her legs closed. When you find that some bitch, just do me one favor.
What's that?
Don't miss.
What's going on?
Daddy's got to go to work.
Hey, did you bring the cavalry?
Woman, I am the cavalry.
You do know none of this will keep me, right?
Well, once you dig through 38 feet of concrete and steel, my fist and a body bag will be waiting for you on the other side. So I suggest you get to digging, boy.
God, I want to write for these movies now. Oh, it's the best.
You send yourself a dance with the devil, boy. My fist and a body bag will be waiting on the other side.
So A+, 100% on the Kempa critic. Can't wait to watch the other one or the next one tonight.
So Paul Walker just leaves the game. That's his exit?
Yeah, so basically, you know, they do
very
the job.
Sad.
They're all in the same way. They're all having beers and food somewhere, be it in the backyard, be it a balcony, or in this case, on the beach. And they're like, look, you know, Dom or O'Connor, he's got his kid. He's having another one. And, you know, Vin Diesel starts to walk off the beach. And they're like, hey, aren't you going to say goodbye? And he says, it's never goodbye. And he goes and gets in his car and drives off. And then they have Paul Walker pull up to him in the scene that people photoshopped Harambe into in the car.
Yeah, because he had that weird CGI face.
Yeah.
You could tell it was ghost Paul Walker.
And they O'Connor says, well, you're not going to say goodbye. And then they drive next to each other while the song plays.
Yeah.
There's a fork in the road and O'Connor is gone. And basically it's to say, like, hey, he's out of the game. He's taking Mia. He's taking his kid and his next kid. And he's just gone. They don't actually kill him. They never actually kill him.
So he might come back.
I'm betting against it.
You never know.
I'm betting against it.
Fake Paul Walker could be in Fast 9.
Maybe that's what makes you tear up and say, they're all here.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think just all of this will be. I think Friday night I'm going to issue a they're all here the first time I see Ludacris and Tyrese. All right, well, there you go. Fast 7. Fast 8 tomorrow.